AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Rowea White in Louisiana says Hurricane Ida left behind a lot of damage.
Trees down everywhere.
Roofs
flooding.
Off houses, off gas stations.
Completely horrible. Power lines down on the road.
Yep.
Like, just too much for even, like, our local law enforcement to even, like, deal with.
There is no quick relief in sight. Power could be out for weeks. People are scrambling for food, gas, and water. It's extremely hot in Louisiana and Mississippi as well, adding to the misery. Power company Entergy announced its crews had turned power on for some customers in eastern New Orleans. In Virginia, about 20 homes were knocked off their foundations and trailers washed away as flooding continues from what's left of Ida. Russian President Vladimir Putin is criticizing the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan.
Putin has told an audience that for 20 years, the U.S. military in Afghanistan was trying to civilize the people who live there, to introduce their norms and standards of life in the broadest sense of the word, including the political organization of society.
Одни потери и для тех, кто это делал, для Соединенных Штатов.
Russia's leader claims, as a result, the country has achieved zero. A zero result, he says, if not negative, he concludes. The result was sheer tragedies, sheer loss, both for those who were doing it, the U.S., and more so for the people who live in Afghanistan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A senior UN official is warning food in Afghanistan could run out this month as Taliban leaders try to restore stability. A law is now in effect in Texas that bans most abortions. The U.S. Supreme Court has not acted yet on an emergency appeal to put the law on hold. The law prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, usually around 6 weeks and before most women even know they're pregnant. Stocks edge higher in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. The government wants to provide billions of dollars in debt forgiveness for farmers of color as part of the pandemic relief package. But a judge has put the money on hold because of lawsuits filed by white farmers claiming reverse discrimination. In Virginia, John Wesley Boyd Jr. with the National Black Farmers Association has been spit on, called names. He once watched as a federal official tore up his farm loan application and threw it in the trash.
The land knows no color. The land never mistreated anybody. People do.
Boyd says farmers of color, like all farmers, are struggling, but he's not giving up.
You can't leave your PhD to your children, but I can leave my poor raggedy farm to my children.
Boyd is pleading with young people of color to return to the soil.
I'm gonna die a farmer.
Boyd is raising everything from soybeans to beef cattle, some of it on land that was once part of a plantation where his ancestors toiled. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.